You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fett. You know, just going to do a little quick video. You know, quick little observations, quick little lessons. Just, I be having so many ideas, bro. I can talk about fitness all day, but you know what I mean? Real quick. So this morning I had a client and she could have been playing around. I don't know if she was serious. I think it was a little bit of both, you know what I mean? So so I train a lot of my clients upstairs in the gym, and she saw a girl downstairs and she was like, dang, her arms look good. Why my arms don't look like that? And you know what I mean? Like, I love holding people accountable. And I was just like, you, they don't look like that because you don't do what she do. Like, I wasn't trying to be mean, obviously, you know. But if you watch me and you're used to my content, I'm a straight shooter. So I told her, I was like, you don't do what she do. And that's one thing, man. Like, a lot of times we start comparing ourselves to people and it discourages us. But, like, we don't do what the people do that we want to be like. We don't mimic the people that we want to emulate. So if fitness, like I'm talking about, you know, this girl in here 6 days a week, you in here 3 days a week. So she's putting in double the work. And then she's definitely eating right. She's listening to her trainer. So this, why don't you do what she do? If, I mean, and the girl wants to look like that. Like, she wants to cut up. She wants to, you know, have the muscle showing. She wants to be toned. She was looking at like a lean athletic looking girl. She wants that look. So you got to do what they do. If you try and get your bag up, do what millionaires do, you know, not necessarily saying you got to be a millionaire, but do what they do. Look, watch them, watch podcasts, get up early, work out, put extra time into your business, cut out alcohol for a little bit. So mimic the people you want to be like, mimic their habits, mimic their actions. And then, I had another client, today as well. So I'm gonna start dropping these cause I be getting shit every day. You know what I mean? So, I had another client. She was like, she didn't do her. We did leg day Monday. Today I told her, well, I'm sorry. We did leg day Monday. I told her on Tuesday, do some extra cardio, and full body is Wednesday. And so I asked him, like, you did your cardio yesterday? She was like, no. I'm like, why not? She's like, my legs were real sore from Monday. And listen, I don't know if y'all go to the gym that's watching me, or you looking to get into fitness. I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. Listen, going to the gym sore is normal. We all do it. Everybody does it, and that is not an excuse. And I told her, I said, that's a poor excuse. I'm like, I said, I love you, but that's a poor excuse. We can't do that. You got to be stronger than that. And I'm not saying you got to be in here killing yourself, but the reality is you're going to be uncomfortable. And you know, I was just thinking, like, if you really sit back and think about the excuses we make, a lot of them is just straight bullshit. They are straight bullshit, you know, because if I had a check at the gym, like, hey, you got to walk on this treadmill for 30 minutes incline, and then I'm going to hand you a check, 20 racks after, them legs would motherfucking work. They would work then. They would work. Or hey, you get on this treadmill, I got a free vacay to whatever country you want to go to. Them motherfucking legs gonna work. So look, throw the bullshit excuses out the window, and you're gonna have to get uncomfortable. That's not just fitness. That's in other areas of life, you know. That's business, family, people do shit for their family all the time when they uncomfortable, bro. So, and then I just thought about something too, about the first point that I hit on about mimicking people you want to be like. When I was in my senior year of college, you know, I used to really, my favorite player was LeBron, Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook. Those are my favorite players. But Steph Curry was so successful in whooping LeBron's ass. I had to watch what he does. And I watched him before, like every game that I watched for the Warriors, I watched every game that he would warm up. He's getting there early. He's doing ball handling drills. And I noticed, I started doing that. Like when, if I was home, if we had a home game and the away team came after they shoot around, I'd go get shots up. Then I'd get to the gym on game day early, get shots up. Do my ball handling just like Steph. And no bullshit, those were my best games. And it was hard to do it on away games. I remember we played Baylor one time and I did it. I had a super efficient game that game versus Baylor. So when you emulate the people you want to be like, it's going to happen for you. And then throw them bullshit excuses. I don't want to know, for real, man. Like, your goals, reach your goals by any means necessary. Like, you really got to attack it. You got to play offense. You can't play defense with any goal. So, you know what I mean? Quick hitter. I had to school y'all real quick. Just some thoughts that I had. Hopefully this video touched somebody, helped somebody. Let me know what you think in the comments. Any questions you guys, send me a DM. See Marty Fit. Cop some gear. Less brunches, more crunches. I got some new gear on the way coming soon. Straight fire. And we out. Holla at y'all on the podcast. Podcast coming soon. I got some heat for y'all. Last week was heat. I got some more heat for y'all. I'm out. Holla at y'all.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.